Dafches Amad Aleph, we're about 10-15 lines down. The Gemara yesterday successfully proved that we started the discussion that a Pesach, not on Pesach, if it's shechted l'shma, it's pasul, if it's shechted l'shlo l'shma, it's kasher. Gemara brought the Braisa, and the Gemara is explaining what happens to the Pesach, not on Pesach. Meaning, why is it kasher l'shma? Because the answer is it's not a Pesach. On Pesach, what is it? It's a shlomim. So shlomim shlo l'shma is kasher, right? If it's a shem Pesach, then it's possible. Okay, there's machlokes we spoke yesterday, just quickly chazer, Tosfos and the other Rishonim, perhaps Rashi, it's not clear. Not clear is Rashi. When we say a Pesach the rest of the year, l'shma, if you do l'shem Pesach as possible, Tosfos says it's only prior to Pesach when it's still shayach to be a current Pesach. And to your point, Benji, has to be within the right year, right? The right time frame, that year old. But if the current Pesach won't be, if it's after Pesach and it won't be fit for Pesach ever again anyway, then even l'shem Pesach outside of Erev Pesach would still be kosher because it's not shaykh to be Pesach, and therefore it's again just a classic shlomim, shlomim shema. Others say no, l'shem Pesach throughout the year would be possible. Yes. Oh, we'll get there. Very good. We'll get there. Okay. So the Gemara's question was, how do we know that when the Pesach is outside of Erev Pesach, that the carbon it morphs to is a shlomim? That was the question. So the Gemara said that we learned it from a pasuk that it becomes a zevach shlamim. From the word zevach, we learn it switches to another carbon. And which carbon should it switch to? It makes sense to switch it to a shlamim. When we're asked, what do you mean? Maybe switch it to chatas na'ila. Maybe, or ashim. Maybe the pesach that's no longer being used for pesach, it's outside of pesach, could be switched to a ayla, a shlamim, an ashim, or a chatas. So Gemara ultimately gave two answers. That's what we left off yesterday. One answer was that it makes sense to push off a carbon that was eaten by all, right? The edible parts, the carbon Pesach, the edible parts that are eaten by all people, not just Kahanim, even Yisraelim. It makes sense to push another carbon that's eaten by all, namely Shlamim, as opposed to a Ayla. An Ayla is not eaten at all, gets fully burnt. And even a Chatas and Ashim, who can eat the Basav Chatas Ashim? Only a Kayin. So therefore it makes sense to push the Pesach to Shlamim as opposed to a Chatas, Ashim, and Ayla. That was one Svara. Second Svara was more simple. It makes sense to push Pesach, which is Kachim Kalim, to Shlamim, which is Kachim Kalim. As opposed to, again, Chatas, Ayla, or Ashim, which are the three Kachim, Kadashim, and Kabbalah. So those are the two Svaras. Okay. Zot Gemara. So we're now asked questions. On either of these Lashainas, the same two or three questions apply. Zot Gemara. Maskuthar Ritzabar Barabis. More, 10 lines down the top of the page. Maskuthar Ritzabarabi, Sovereign, Ema Shachti Lashem Maiser Lavi Maiser. Why don't you say that if a guy shechts a carbon Pesach outside of Pesach, he shechts it for a Maiser, as a matter, it's a Maiser, it's a tenth, it's like a carbon Maiser, it should be Maiser. And Maiser meets both the criteria. Maiser is Kachim Kalim, and Maiser is a carbon where the bus or the meat can be eaten even by non-Kahanim. So Maiser meets both these criteria. Why are you saying that it's a Shlomim? Maybe it's Maiser. Ah, you'll ask me, who cares? What's the Nafkamina? What's the Nafkamina if he shechts a L'Shem Maiser? It's a Maiser, Shamim, Shamim, Shamim. Won't be a practical difference, at least in the avoid of the carbon. So at Gemara, and Afkamina would be, if it's a Shlamim, it needs Nesachim, it needs libations, whereas if it's Maiser, it doesn't need libations. Another Afkamina is the Milka Leblei Macher, or to get Malkus for selling, you know, the Asiri, which requires Maiser, you're not allowed to go sell it. You're not allowed to make any transactions with it. If he does, you'll get Malkus. If he converts the Pesach into a Maiser, he'd get Malkus for selling it. So at Gemara, Blego. Amar Kraha, Siri, Yakodesh. Zem Maiser, Venacha Maiser. Gemara says it's a meat. When it says in the passage by counting a Maiser, the tenth animal is Kodesh, it's a meat. The tenth is this tenth, and no others. Maiser is made Dafka through the counting, through the number 10, no other way. The irony is, it's funny, we have had Sugis in a few places. What if he makes a mistake and calls the ninth the tenth? Or the lamb of the tenth, you also have to exactly treat him as kodesh. The answer is against Hastira. Hasiri ya kodesh. The one that's counted 10. Anyone that's involved in a count that sanctifies it, that's kodesh. But Meister Stam, just through a machshava, that's still excluded. So our exclusion isn't Hastira to that. Okay. Zot Gemara, Ve'ema, Shachtel Hashem, Bechar. Right? This is nice chazar for us. What are the other categories of Kachim Kalim? Because essentially we said, Pesach is Kachim Kalim, Shlam is Kachim Kalim, so Pesach, if it's not a Pesach, will become a Shlamim. So the Gemara is asking, what do you mean? Maybe it's a Maiser? It can't be a Maiser. Maybe it becomes like a Bechar? And what will be the nafmina? Again, that I won't need nesachim. Shlomo needs nesachim. Bechor does not require nesachim. Inami leis v'kahanim. If the guy shechts his Pesach and has in mind bechor, it would become a bechor, and you have to give it to the kayin, and it wouldn't need nesachim. So there'll be nafminas. So the Gemara bechor nami evra memaiser gamar bechor. Has a, this Gzirshah comes up often in other Gemaras, we learn out different dinah from Bechar to Meiser through Gzirshah of Avara, the actual Lashon is Kloshe Yavar. Yeah, so we learn from the Yavar, Avarta, and the Yavar, a Gzirshah between Meiser and Bechar, and therefore the same meat, that again, it can't be, you don't make a Bechar via a Meiser Pesach. Okay. In fact, Gemara, Ve'ema Shachte L'Shem Tmura, Lavitimura. Maybe if a shechta l'shem tmura, it should become a tmura. The ma'ayach says tmura. Let's remind ourselves. This is a very unique question. What's tmura? Tmura is I have, let's say, an animal. It's called a shlamim, and I want to exchange the kedusha from animal A to animal B, right? So I say the kedusha from this animal shlamim should be another animal. I'm just trying to move over the kedusha to free up an animal, either because the second animal is better or because it's worse. Either have good intentions or malicious intentions. Either way, Torah says it's a bad intention. Why? You're not allowed to make a tmura. You can't. You're not allowed to. It's an iser to make a tmura. There's also the halacha. What happens? Exactly, Benji says. If you do try to make a tmura, they both kaddish. The original remains kaddish, and the new one's kaddish as well. And it can be brought in the mizbeach. It is brought in the mizbeach. If it's in the mizbeach, fine. So Mura says maybe if you have a mind for the Pesach to be a tmura, it is a tmura. L'may halchasa. The milka aleh, first of all, to get malchus. Unbelievable. You get malchus for making a tmura. Having in mind that the Pesach is a tmura will be the equivalent, the marhos, that you made a tmura to the extent that you get malchus for it, like get malchus for tmura. Pichidish. Okay, inami. Lemek imle blei mach v'legol. Or to give it the din, the halach is you're not allowed to redeem. Again, same idea. They have a meiser. You can't redeem, right, or sell a tmura. Same idea. You have the same issue. But again, there's a mitzvah as well. The pasuk says, this is a tmura. A regular, classic act of tmura makes a tmura. This type of an alternative method of making a tmura through machshava by a Pesach will not make a tmura, and therefore that was an option as well. So again, we have a mitzvah by bechor, mitzvah by meiser, mitzvah by tmura. So we're left with what's a Pesach? It has to be another carbon, that's katra kalim. It has to be another carbon that the Basar is eaten by non-kahanim. So far, all we have is shlamim. So by default, it's shlamim. So like Gemara, ve'em eshach l'shem taid lavi taida. What do I mean? We still have another case of taida as a form of shlamim, but we have another case of katra kalam. Let's say if a karm pesach l'shach l'shem taida, it'll become actual taida. And the mayach, so what's the difference? Taida, we actually just said, is a form of shlamim. Really, what's the difference there? Latina lechem. A taida has to come with 40 loaves of bread. If he has a mind, l'shem taida, it'll be like a taida, and it'll require 40 loaves of bread. Gemara says, That's fair to say that. Why? Could it be that the actual original carbon doesn't need bread? And the meiser now, the meiser pesach is extra, that you're bringing needs bread, and meiser by lechem, could the meiser need more than the original carbon? Gemara says, what does that mean? You said the original pesach certainly doesn't need nesachim. It doesn't need libations, it's a pesach. Whereas the shlamim that it's converted to needs libation. That was the whole point why you wanted to switch to meiser and bechor. You know what? It doesn't need libations like a shlamim. So clearly when you switch from pesach to shlamim, it requires libations, so too. Why don't you switch from Pesach to Taida and require lechem? That can't be the issue. Yachi, Gemara says, Hashtanami, mi kamidi de Pesach gufe le by nesachem, meiser not by nesachem. The original Pesach doesn't need nesachem, and the usage of the Pesach, namely shlamim, needs nesachem. Obviously, that's not a concern. So why are you concerned that the Taida requires more than the original Pesach? It requires bread when it didn't. So back to the question, let the Pesach morph into Taida. Gemara says, no, you misunderstood us. Ananach kaminan, mi kamidi de meiser Taida atzma le by lechem, that's a geshmak taida. That if I have an extra taida, for whatever reason, the guy doesn't have a taida and a backup taida, the extra taida does not require lechem. A meiser taida is treated like a regular shlamim, does not require lechem. So if a meiser taida, an extra taida, does not require lechem, very sure to say that a meiser pesach, which is morphed into a taida, would require lechem. A meiser pesach becoming a taida shouldn't be more chomer than a meiser taida itself. That was the taida. Therefore, you're basically back to a regular shlamim anyway. Okay, before we go further with this question, it's really, really, this next question is back to a different topic, a different thing on the Pesukim. So I'm going to go over quickly, we touched at the end of the yesterday's year, it was a little noisy. I want to go over quickly this idea of Taida. So Rashi and Chumash says that a person means a carbon Taida when four things happen. Again, what are the four things? Just basic information to remember. If a person...
Jail.
Good.
Sea, desert, sickness.
Very good. If a person travels overseas, if a person... He gets out of jail, if a person is nebuch sick and recovers from sickness, or if a person travels through a desert, right? So now, Rashi seems to say it's a chiyuv. Anytime these four things happen, it's a chiyuv. The Paiskim bring that the Chiddush say it's a chiyuv. The Torah is just saying what's appropriate to do. It should be a carbon, but they say it's a chiyuv. That Mamash chiyuv is Pesvetshuva. The Prima Gadim and I think it was the Ramshik. They want to say that it's not a chiyuv deraisa. It's only a chiyuv derabanan. But derabanan is a chiyuv. But deraisa, it's the appropriate thing to do, but it's not a chiyuv. Only with derabanan is it a chiyuv. Lemaisa, the Shevet Alevi speaks out. He says that in Rashi himself, it seems not like that. In Rashi itself, it seems like from Menachas Peites, Rashi says, towards the bottom of the over there, that there's two reasons the Gemara describes how a person can be chayav teida. Rashi says there's two reasons why a guy is chayav teida. What are the scenarios that a guy is chayav teida? Scenario number one, if a person says, Ruvain says, harei elai teida. If he says harei elai teida, it's like any other carbon, he's chayav. That chayav is obviously a full chayav deraisa. It's a regular chayav. Rashi's second example, which would seem to mimic it, is where a guy goes through one of those four scenarios that we just listed. So clearly Rashi is learning that these two categories are scenarios where a person's chayev a carbon teida deraisa, not derabanan. So it's interesting that the Achrayim are learning that it's only derabanan, that teida is not a chayev, it's not an obligatory carbon. It's a mitzvah deraisa, and a chayev derabanan, whereas Rashi is learning it's deraisa. Again, we spoke out that practically speaking, especially when I'm basically English anyway, I'm not sure what the major afkamina would be. It could be we bench gaimel, right? We bench gaimel usually on the equivalent of Taida. I didn't see anyone bring this down. I'm just thinking out loud myself. We bench gaimel on the equivalent of Taidas, right, and the like. So it could be afkamina would be, is our bracha, it's not replacing, but is it in the place of the Shalma Parmas of Hasenu, is our bracha taking over an obligation deraisa, according to Rashi, or according to the other achrayim, obligation to Rabbanim? That would be the most relevant element for us today, L'chayra. Okay. Now, the Gemara gets back to the original drasha. The drasha was based on the fact that the Pasuk says, Minatzayin, right? It says Minatzayin. So therefore, we know we're talking about Karban Pesach. Maskler, we said, we're talking about Karban Pesach, and Minatzayin Karban, it becomes a Shlamim, right? So that was the drasha we had, that a Pesach after Pesach becomes a Shlamim. The Gemara says, who told you, the Gemara's going to ask now, that Tzayin means Pesach? There are other Karbanas that also come from Tzayin. Let's see. Maskler, Riyem, Rebbe, Rav Hillel. How do you know you're talking about Maisa Pesach in that Pasuk? Zilma b'Maisa Asham Ksiv. Maybe that Pasuk is talking about an extra Asham. Now Maisa Asham becomes a Shlamim. Because Asham also comes from Tzayin. Amarava. Amarkava im minatzayin karban on the Zevach Shlamim. Dava Shavah b'chol ha-Tzayin. It says in the Pasuk, im minatzayin karban on the Zevach Shlamim, something which is equal with all Tzayin. Tzayin represents what type of species? What Tzayin? Very good. Sheep and goat, that's the key. It's not just sheep, it's also goat. Asham comes from sheep, not goats. Pesach comes from sheep or goats. So since it says imenat sain, sain includes everything, sheep and goats, therefore we say, you know what the Pasuk is talking about? What type of carbon? Pesach, which is all types of sain, and not asham, which is only sheep. Very simple, simple answer. Ask the Gemara, but you got a problem. Why? Throughout, there's a huge drasha in Kachem. Throughout Kachem, we darshan imenat sain, in minat bakar, and we always say min means from, but not all. We always use that as an exclusion. So here you have a pasuk of minat zayin, and you tell me it means Pesach. You know why? Because Pesach is both sheep and goats, and Hashem is not. On the contrary, the way you always dash minat zayin, min should be from the zayin, and only part. It should be more like Hashem, which is only part of the zayin, not all the zayin. Maskif law, Rav Avin bar Chiyah, Vaitim Rav Avin bar Kahana, b'chol atar at amrit minat nahitzi. You always dash min nahitzi. The kam and the rabbis, all of a sudden now, min is the rabbis. We're at Susi Drasha. Amr Mani, no. You're making a mistake. There's two separate drushas here. From the word min is a drasha taka, only part. Min is a miyat of part. Tzayin itself definitely means both. Therefore, we have as follows. Hachanami min laitzi. V'le'asim ben shteishanim. V'le'asim ben keva. A carbon pesach has two exclusions that we just spoke out. One is, can't be brought as an akeva. That was the second one. The first one was, it can't be brought if it's over a year old. Back to your point, you're benching from yesterday, right? It's got to be within the first year. Sorry. Yeah, it can't be brought as carbon if it's in its second year. It can't be brought. So therefore, the min is certainly a miyat. Min is being a mayat, certain carbonus. And then the word sain, at the end of the day, the word sain does mean sheep and goats, and therefore applies more to Pesach than to Ashim. So we say, we're talking about a mesa Pesach that becomes a shlamim, not an Ashim. Next question. Masvlar Vchana Bagdita, so Vchana Bagdita, which again we had this, it's a Rashi. We discussed that Vchana Bagdita is from where? Very good. From Baghdad. So he asks as follows. Mimats Amrit Tchiksiv Hai Bamaisa Pesach Ksiv. You can tell me this Pasak is talking about Maisa Pesach. Hamidhsiv m keves im a im kesev. Im A is, actually I'm glad I made that mistake. it's a fraudulent slip. The pasuk in Kesef Meiz. The reality is that the Torah, if ever gets confusing, sometimes it says Kisva, sometimes it says Kesev, and sometimes it says Keves. The taich of both, to make things more confusing, is the same. The taich of both is the same. The taich of both is the same. And this is brought up in halacha discussion. This could be our halacha of the day. This is brought up in halacha discussions. If a person is reading from the Torah, you're reading from the Torah in Tzibur, and they find the mistake, right? So there's different criteria of when you have to clear up the Torah and begin the Torah. So machlokes in the Paiskim, the Ramah, the Shla is surprised by the leniencies. Some want to say only if it changes the meaning. Others want to say only if it changes the reading or the meaning. But they want to bring a raya from our Gemara that those who say that if it doesn't change the meaning, even if the reading is changed, it's a chiddush. You don't have to take a new sefer Torah. They want to bring a raya from our Gemara, because our Gemara, I mean, it's really the Gemara we're going to have in two lines. We didn't have it yet. Our Gemara coming up, we didn't have it yet, is going to darshan from the word keves, I believe, that there's a din, yeah, that you need to put on the mizbeach the tail. The fat tail of the animal is makdim on the mizbeach as well. The Gemara in Pesachim on the Tzadik Vav makes the same exact drasha, not from the word keves, but from the word kesev. Very good. From the word kesev, exactly. The Gemara makes the same drasha, perhaps the word. So you could say it was a gears issue in the Gemara, so that would maybe mean the more like explanation. Or you could say that both those words have the same meaning, and therefore allow the Gemara to make the same drasha from both those words. In which case, if you're reading for the Torah and it's written with a mistake, but with the exact same meaning, it wouldn't be enough. It wouldn't be enough to puzzle or to make you take another sefer Torah for kriya. L'maaseh Shla is incredulous about the whole thing. He says if one letter is off, he doesn't understand what's the havmina. That's not a problem, and he would say you'd have to change it. But again, not all places agree. And one of the rights of beings for this gemara. Okay, we're going to have the gemara literally in two lines. But the point is that we say over here, midichsivim kesef imeis mechad lav meis pesachim. The pasuk says im keves imeis. Now that's another pasuk. Later in the parsha, it says in Kevim Zemez. Now, if you tell him about Karm Pesach, you already told me sheep and goat from the word sign. Why are you reiterating Kevis and Ez? It must be the pasuk earlier about sign, which talks about sheep and goat, is not talking about Pesach, because you wouldn't have to elaborate for me if you later in the pesukim in Kevis and Ez. When you say in Kevis and Ez, if it's a goat or if it's a sheep, right? If you just told me a minute ago, we're talking about Menat Sain Karbanai. It's from sheep. It's from the family of sign. You don't have to elaborate on it again. It must be that till now you weren't talking about Pesach. So what was Imtai talking about? Maybe Asha, maybe something else. But it was talking about Pesach, and therefore our drasha that Meiser Pesach becomes a Shlamim is no longer valid, because that Pesach must be talking about something else. That's Gemara's Taina. Answers the Gemara, no. Im Keves Emez is not redundant. It's used for a drasha, and therefore Imtai can be talking about Pesach. And we need the Pesach. Look at the Tanya. Kesev, the Rabbi says a Pesach la'aya, what we just spoke out. The drasha of the word Kesev is to come to include a Pesach for Aliyah, that the din of putting, being makter on the mizbeach, the fatty tail, is from the word imkesev, the ribui. Kishu aymer, imkesev, the rabbi's pesach shibish nasa, the im, the extra word kesev is included, the tail. The extra word, the im, is come to tell you, a pesach shibish nasa, ushlam abba machmas pesach, lechom vishlam, it comes to include a pesach that's years out, or a shlamim that's coming, machmas pesach, lechom vishlamim, it's coming to teach you that not only do you bring us a shlamim that we again learned from the early pasuk b'darshan before, it comes to teach you that it gets all dine shlamim, shitan, smicha, and it's smicha, unisacham, and it's smicha, and it's nisacham, and also needs tufas chazav sheik, the waving of the chazav sheik, it's the breast and the thigh. Kishuaymer maze. What do you dash with a maze? If tsukanyin li made al aze, she'ena tuna alya. Im aze is on purpose to teach you that by aze, by the goat, which has a very tiny tail, that tail does not get burnt on the mizbech. Im aze over there is a hefsik to tell you that you are not marked there the tail of the goat. So we explained why we need the two separate psukim, and we still have our drasha that the pesach, maise pesach, is a shlamim. Fact Gemara. Myrna's bothered, and the Yom shouldn't bother by this question. If you keep me cheshbon, it's hard sometimes to remember this nuance of each pasuk. We already have a second pasuk to tell you that a meiser pesach becomes a shlamim. So this is already our second pasuk. And the Gemara is the one that we're learning today, and the one from yesterday. And the Gemara is going to say we're going to introduce even a third pasuk. So like the Gemara, Hamehachan Afka is the source that a pesach meiser pesach becomes a shlamim from here. Avu Shmuel Afka, the Amar Avu Shmuel. We have a source from Avu Shmuel. It's because Shmuel's father taught him Menatzayin Karbanin Lezevach Shlamim. In Menatzayin Karbanin Lezevach Shlamim, Dav Rabba Menatzayin Yehi Lezevach Shlamim. So he has a second drasha. Vakati, and we actually have a third drasha. Midrav Nachman Amar Bavua Nafka. Damar Nachman Amar Bavua. Menayin Lemais Pesach Shkav Shlam. Hayinu Ekshe Pesach is Makar Vesach Shlam. Mishnemar Vesach 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 Shem Alkecha. Tzaynu Bakar. It says, bring a Pesach to Hashem, Tzaynu Bakar. This is the drasha we had the other day. Pesach itself only comes from Tzayin, not from Bakar. So why does it say Im Nezevach Kabana Yaakov Zev? What's the pesach? Thank you. Lashem Lekech Tzayinu Bakar. Why is it Vizvach the Pesach? Lashem Lekech Tzayinu Bakar. L'chayra, you don't bring Bakar from Karbes. The answer is you. Extra Pesach comes for a carbon that also comes from Bakar. Shlamim could be Tzayin of Bakar. Shlamim has the most options, right? So a Pesach becomes a Shlamim. Ela Klasik Kruk, the Mercy of Mighty Shlamim. Ela Klasik Kruk Sivi. We have three Psukim teaching me that a Pesach, Mais Pesach, is a Shlamim. Top of Tesson Beis. Chad Le'ibra Zmanav Le'ibra Shnasa. One is in a case where the Pesach is out of its year and the time of Pesach is past. So it's messed up on both accounts. V'chad Le'ibra Zmanav V'loi Shnasa. The second pasuk is for a case where its zman has passed, but it's still within the year of Pesach. So it's after Erev Pesach, Yudal Nisan, but it's still within the year of Pesach. There's a chiddush as well, Uri, to your point that you mentioned before, you see in a moment. And the third drasha is for a case where it wasn't out of its year, and Pesach hasn't passed yet. So theoretically, it could still be a good carbon Pesach, that at the end of the day, if you shechti a non-Erev Pesach, it's right now, acting as a shlamim, you have the shem shlamim, it's going to be kasher. That's the third rush of Tzrichi. Gemara explains, any three psukim, because if I only have one pasuk, I would say, that where it's missing on both accounts, it's out of the year of its first year, and it's out of Erev Pesach, it's past Erev Pesach, it's from Pesach, it's completely pushed aside from Pesach, therefore, it becomes a shlamim. If it passed its own, it's Erev Pesach. If Erev Pesach's passed on Yudal Nisan, but it's still within the first year, I would say Chazal Pesach Sheni, right? Remember you brought that was your taina. It's still good for Pesach Sheni, right? So therefore, maybe it doesn't become a shlamim. Kamashpon that yes, it becomes a shlamim once you're not on Pesach and Erev Pesach passed. It could be you could still bring up a Pesach Sheni, but if it's brought on another day besides for that, it's a shlamim. Emalai, v'yichas rachman ha'itarti. If you say these two, mishum these two scenarios, mishum didchem masayel. The mice has been pushed off either totally by being too old, and or by missing Erev Pesach. In a case where it's not too old and it hasn't missed Erev Pesach yet, the Chazal Pesach, it's fit for Pesach. Maybe in that case, it does not become a shlamim outside Erev Pesach. It's just a Pesach waiting for its time. Aim alike. Tzrichi, therefore, when you teach it, even in that case, if it's shech l'shlamim, it does become a shlamim. Amar Rav, Meshmei Demagai. Really, a new discussion back to Shinuyis Bechatas. We've touched on this idea earlier. The Mar now is going to elaborate. So Rav said in the name of Mavaik. Chatas shech l'shem chatas nachshen ksheira. What is chatas nachshen? Just had it. We had the idea, really, a week ago. Very good, the Meluim. Chatas Nachshon is the Chatas that the Nasiim, each of the Nasis, Nachshon, it's called Nachshon because he was the first Nasi that's listed over there, right? But the Karbonis that the Nasiim brought during the Meluim, these were not real Chatoises. What were they really? Essentially, it was a Chatas by name. It was really like an oil, it was a gift. There's no particular chait. It wasn't a chait of Nachshon. It wasn't a chait of the people. It was a gift of the Nasi in the Meluim. That's what it was. So the shail is, a chatas a shechta l'shem chatas nachshon, says Rav Neim Mavag, it's kasher. Damar Kura, this drush we had this bechatas chil bechatas dam earlier. Zeis teres a chatas, ter achas l'chatas. We learn, this is a ter of chatas. If I have in mind one chatas for another type of chatas, it remains kasher. It remains kasher. So if you have my chatas l'shem chatas nachshon, it's still going to be kasher. Yasev Rav Avakam Malalash Maitza. Rav was saying this. Remember, Eitzvah Mishash, the Rav Mishash, yes, Rav as follows. Rav Shimon Eimer, Kol Menachas Shem Ksu L'Shalish Man G'shem, O Menachas, that you did Kemitza Shalish Man Kasher, V'alu L'Bailam Shem Chayva. Not like the carbon of animal, of Shechita, if you shech Shalish Man, it's Kasher, but L'Yalu L'Bailam Shem Chayva, but Menachas is Kasher, and it's Alu. Let's just quickly get some basics by Menachas. We never really elaborated on the four Avaydas. We have the four Avaydas by animal, namely Shechita, Kabbalah Saddam, Haylacha, right, bringing to the Mizbeach, and Zrika. By menachas, you take the flour and you put it into a kli, and the flour becomes mekudesh in a kli. Fine, it's not one of the avodas yet. The first avoda is kmitza, exactly. So kmitza kind of corresponds the shchita. First avoda is kmitza, that corresponds the avoda of shchita. Second avoda is taking the kaimitz and putting it into another kli sharis, putting it into the kli sharis that, and be mekadesh in the kli sharis. That is the equivalent, so to speak, to kabbalah. Then you take it to the mizbeach, that's elacha, and then you mak the mizbeach, that's like the zrika. That is the Aveda by Menachas. Fine. If a person's Machshava by the Kemitza Shlo Lishma, by Menachas, doesn't, not only does it not pass, it doesn't pass by a carbon either, by Behema, it doesn't even make it Le'el Abaylam. Why? Because the Mincha is always, it is what it is. It is inherently what it is. You can see it. Meaning, the Mar's explain. There's different types of Menachas, different types of breads, right? Different types of of flour, of the flour is the same. Different types of ways of making the flour. Whichever way you make the flour, that indicates what it is. Your machshava doesn't play a role. So the Gemara, Menachas is different than zvachim in this sense. Shakemitz machfas l'shem marcheshes, maseh mechichel l'shem machfas. If a guy has a machfas, a minchas machfas, and he has a mind, he's doing minchas marcheshes. The reality is, that's a machfas. He can have a mind for today tomorrow. It's like me having a mind, the shtender is a cheer. It's not. It's a shtender. So machshav over there doesn't play a role when it's so obviously not whatever his machshav is. What is the difference quickly between a machfas and a marcheshes? Easy to remember is, machfas was a wider pot. Like, think of a rachav. Right, reichav, with. It's a wider pot. Machfas is a wider pot. And because it's a wider pot, the more the liquid, namely the oil, would burn out. So it would make the bread that was made of, the minchas made of it, was harder pieces. They'd take the flour, they'd bake it, fry it, I should say. They would then break the pieces and put it into the kli, and then do kibitz on those pieces. Those were harder pieces because the more of the liquid was burnt out. It was crispier. It was like, right? It was fried in a much flatter type of surface. Whereas marcheshes was deeper. So it was more... It was, yeah, exactly, like a pot. And therefore it was more spongy, it was more, right, it was softer. So, the ma'aseh mechichel, what it is, his machshava plays a role. Similarly, charev l'shem blila. Let's say he has a mind on a dry mincha, the minchas chatas, minchas chaita was dry, didn't have oil. He had a mind by minchas chaita that it's a mincha blula, it's a mixed mincha with oil, it's a moist mincha. It's not a problem. Why? Ma'aseh mechichel, shem chareva. Because the ma'aseh mechichel, that it's chareva. Now, but notice something. These are all in the family of menachas. These all menachas. Is he having a mind? One mincha for another mincha. And we're saying the reason why it doesn't have any effect is because it's obvious that his machshav is garnished. But if it would be something, the machshav would make a pasles, even though it's all in the same family of mincha. Let's see. So tomorrow, ava b'zvachim, and it came to bryis for zoyis. By zvachim, it's different. Shchita achas akulin, kabbalah achas akulin, zvikachas akulin. By zvachim, they all have the same act of shchita, kabbalah, and zvika. Therefore, the machshava does not, the ma'aseh you're doing doesn't indicate what type of carbon it is, and therefore the machshava could play a role. That is the Raisa's distinction between menachas and zvachim. The problem is, the reason why by menachas the machshava doesn't make an issue is because the actions are muchach more than the machshava, and therefore machshava has no power. If there wouldn't be that the ma'aseh mechichon alav, that the actions are proof, it would make a pasalos. Why would it make, or make some issue, at least the bailam, amai, you have the same drasha there too. Le'im zeis teres ha-mincha, teres achas ha-menachas, just like you darshan, zeis teres ha-chatas. All chatas are one and the same. And a machshava for a regular chatas, you have machshava l'shem chatas nachshan, it doesn't make any issues because it's all chatas, but mincha say the same thing. And you're clearly not saying that. The reason why you're not making mincha pasal is because the mice is mechiach. But if the mice wouldn't be mechiach, you would make it pasal, even though you have this pasuk. Why did darshan the pasuk? Eli Mar says, you're right. That can't be. We darshan the pasuk wrong. Eli Yitmar, Yitmar. Amram Rab Mishmei, the Mavaik, Chatashach, the Amnash, is Chapar Menachshin, Ksheira. Why? Inka Perla Mason. We've switched from Shina Kaidish to Shina Bailam. A Chatas the Oshechta, not for the shame, the chatas of Nachshon. A chatas that was shechted in order that Nachshon should get a kapara. So he shechted a shinei bailam, it's Uri's carbon, and he shechted it for Nachshon, that Nachshon should get a kapara. That's classic shinei bailam. A chatas with the shinei bailam normally is not just kasher for the halu, it's pasul. It's pasul, right? Over here it's kasher. Why? Because he shechted the shame of mace. So Timara ain't kapara the mace. He's no kabbal mesim, and therefore it's going to be kosher. Fact umara v'leima meis bama. Why on earth did he pick nachshon? Then you're picking a very unique case. Just say general klal: a chatas that was shechted with the shina bailam, and the person he had the kain on intent for, the wrong person, is dead. That doesn't pass the carbon because kind of like we had the other day. We said if you have a chatas l'shem someone who's mechuyev chatas, that's problem. Chatas l'shem someone's not mechuyev chatas at all. Someone's mechuyev ayla doesn't pass. It's not chaverit. Kameis, it's out of the parsha. So here too, say a chatas l'shem a person is dead doesn't pass. Why did you pick nachshon of all people? Gemara, I'll tell you why. Hakamashman time at the mace. Ha'chai dumi de nachshon psula. It's teaching you because only because the guy's mace. But had the guy been alive like nachshon, it would be possible. My new chatas nozer chatas mzer. Beautiful chiddush. It's teaching you as follows. We just spoke out the answer really a second ago. A chatas l'shem another person who's chayiv and ayla doesn't passel. But a chatas l'shem another person who's chayiv a chatas does passel. The chiddush is, you may think it has to be only a person who's chayiv a chatas, like a regular chatas is passel. But if the other guy's chayiv a chatas, like a chatas nazir, or a chatas mitzayra, which is like a chatas nachshon, in the sense that all three of these kabbalas are not coming for true chayiv. We spoke out, nazir, yeah, he was chayiv because he refrained from wine. Mitzera, yes, his parsha was chayta because he spoke lashon hara. We have the Gemara and Erechin, six reasons why Mitzera comes. But the reality is, it's not really that carbon that he's bringing chatas is not really bafar chayta. Maybe that's the underlying reason what happened, but it's not really ba for chet. Those are chatoises that are ba. They're almost like the mars and the fruit them as eilas, like eilas. So I may think if a person Ruvain's chayev achatas and the kain shechs Ruvain chatas l'shem Shimon who's chayev achatas nazir mitzayra or like chatas nachshon, which is not a real classic chatas, maybe that also would be like a shechting for a guy who's totally out of the parsha, and it wouldn't be apostles. Kamash point that yes, that is apostles. So again, we're saying it in a circle. We're saying a chatas a shechta l'shem nachshon does not apostle. Why? You're teaching me from there two halachas. Number one, that a chatas shechta l'shem a person whose mace is not called the shina bailam, that itaka. So just say mace. We didn't just say mace because you're teaching me had the guy been alive, even though he's only chayev a chatas like nachshon, even though he's only chayev those unique type of chatoyas as the nazir and the mitzayra, that also would still apostle. Okay. In fact, Gemara, why itaka does apostle? Ask the Gemara. Honey, I listen to you. It's a beautiful answer, but it's such a beautiful answer, such a beautiful chiddush, that we're not sure why it's true. Hani eilas denu. Achatas nazir and achatas mitzera are eilas. They're not really chatoises. Why would they pasul? Eli etmar. And by the way, if you remember, we spoke out earlier in the Masechta, we spoke out from Tosfos, that if a person, a kayan, again, this is where it gets a little, just simple cheshbon. It shouldn't be too confusing. If a kayan shechts achatas, and has a mind that this achatas for a person that's chayef chel of adam, has a mind that this achatas is a achatas nazir, not l'shem bailam. Is a chatas nazir or is a chatas matera? That passes the carbon. Taisa spoke out. A passes from extra drasha, the two drashas chatas. That passes the carbon because it's considered like not a chatas. It's like a chatas l'shem bailam. So by virtue of that, it makes perfect sense to follow through the other way. That if you shecht the chatas, instead of shechting in for the right bailam, the right owner, you have in mind another owner. That owner, we said, has to be in the parish of chatas. If only his old connection to the parish of chatas is that it's chayev matera or nazir, that wouldn't passel. Because it's considered a completely different category, even though it's called chatas. If by extension, if it's beautiful, it's more answers kasha, that can't be. Mar says you're right. El yitmar chiyitmar. If you say it as follows, Amar Rab Meshmei Demavig Chatas Shachla Mishem Bechuyev Chatas Kenachshen Kshera Chatas Nachshen Elohis. The Mar just completely switches tunes. A chatas that was shechted for someone that's chayev a regular person's chatas, and the kain shechted it and had in mind someone that's chayev a carbon like Nachshen. Is kosher because chatas nachshon is an eila who adin chatas mitzayir chatas nazir is like an eila and therefore doesn't make a pasulus. That is version number one. Version number two is slightly different. I'm Rav Mishmei Magig chatas shach l'shem chatas nachshon psula. If someone shachs a chatas, now this is going again. This is not going on shinoi bailam. This is going on shinoi kodesh. So if someone shachs a chatas, a regular chatas, same chatas nachshon is pasul. Why chatas nachshon eila? Because it's an eila. V'leim chatas nazir v'chatas mitzayir. Why is Rav teaching the chiddush in the case of nachshon, which is historical? Why not just pick a normal case that was negeya, even in future diaries? Any chatas shachta the same chatas nazir chatas mitzayir is pasul. Just pick a normal case that's relevant later. Mara says you're right. Ikur chatas nakad. We want to pick ikur. Ikur funny. Ikur in this context means not the main. It's not the main. It's not relevant anymore. The source, the original chatas. Rav had a certain affinity for the original chatas. Okay, Amarav. Chatas chaylev, sheshachta l'shem chatas dam, l'shem chatas aviz chavim. Let's say a fellow's chayev, a chatas chaylev, which is a chiv karas. And the kain had in mind chatas dam, or chatas aviz chavim, which is also a chiv karas. What's the halacha? We had this earlier mesechta. Ksheira, it's kasher. Because v'shach ha'is l'chatas, and it's a chatas. And it's the same type of chatas, same category, totally kasher. L'shem chatas, that was l'shem chatas mitzera. Psula, that's what we just learned a minute ago, especially in the second version. L'shem, if he has in mind that the yeshina kodesh to chatas, the chatas mitzera, chatas nazir, that's possible. Why? Umar elaborates. Hani eilas anu. Because they're eilas. Because they're eilas, you have in mind that shina kodesh from chatas to these eilas, to the chatas nazir mitzera, it's going to be possible. And that's why, by the way, if you have in mind for a bailam who's chayev that, it'll be kosher because it's not called the shina bailam because it's totally out of the parasha. They're like eilas. Okay, so what's Rav Shaila? Bay Rav. Chatas chayev shachach l'shem chatas detumas mikdash tashav mahu. What if you have a chatas chayev? The guy is chayev a chatas chayev, and the kain when he shechted it had a mind. He shechted it l'shem tumas mikdash tashav. Tumas mikdash tashav. We spoke out multiple times already. That's the case where a person is chayev a carbon eila v'yerid bitis of asayim. I mean swearing falsely. Shmias kol denying known testimony with the shvuah and tumas mikdash tashav are three classic cases of eila v'yerid. Right. It's a chatas, but it's eila v'yerid. Wealthy person means animal, less money bird, less money dollar means flower. Now, the shaila is, what if you had a mind, and they're more specifically picking tumas mikdash tashav, not the other two. What if you had a mind, the kayin, when he's shechting the chatas, that the guy's chayef v'chelev, if you had a mind, tumas mikdash tashav. Tumas mikdash tashav, on the one hand, brings a carbon eila v'yerid. Doesn't bring a regular chatas. So maybe it's not considered enough of a, maybe it's not considered similar enough, it's enough of a change, and it will pass the carbon, it's a shinei. Or no! Lamaisa, Tumas Mikdash is Chayef Karas. It's a case where the guy's chayv curse b'mezid, and b'shogeg he's chayv this carbon. So maybe therefore it's close enough, and it won't be shina kodesh. So the Gemara. Do we say it's kaiv karas like, and therefore it's not a shinoi? Idilma ain't kavul kamaisa. It's a fluctuating carbon, not a fixed carbon, and therefore it is a shinoi, and it's pasul. Rav Acha bar Rava masi kulo l'psul. Rav Acha bar Rava. Now the Gemara just interjects before we didn't answer the shaila yet. He learns everything's pasul. Rav Acha bar Rava argues to the extent that if a guy a kain shechts a chatas chaylev for chatas dam. Also a pasuk. I the pasuk. He darshes the same pasuk opposite. What do we darsh till now? V'shachar aisa l'chatas. As long as it's chatas, it's good. Even if it's different chatas, he darshes v'shachar aisa l'chatas l'shem aisa chatas. The word aisa means for that specific chatas, any deviation in the type of chatas, even within the same realm of chaylev to dam or vayizor is also a pasuk. So he completely argues, and according to him, we have no shal for Rava. Rava just says the shayla was Rava. Yeah, Rava shayla was a chatas dam or chaylev l'shem. So what's going to be the case? Is it because they're both currents, so it's the same, not a shinui? Or but one's fluctuating, one's fixed, therefore it's a shinui? According to Rav Acha bar Rava, who's learning now that in all cases of chatas, any variation, any deviation, is going to be pasul, how on earth is he going to learn Rav Shaila? It's exactly Mara's next question. Amar Vashi, Rav Acha bar Rava, by Rav Hecha Masnisalila. We don't doubt that you also heard Rav asked a Shaila. What was the Shaila's topic? According to you, the Shaila is not applicable. Amar Le will stop at this. Ana b'shina b'alim masimla. We learned the same shayla legab b'shina b'alim, changing of the das of who the owner is, not the hektish itself. Hacha masimla. Here's how we taught it. Amar Rava chatas chayv shachta al mishem mechayv chatas dam chatas avos chavim psula. If the kain shechs the I keep saying I remember just to remind you, I always case say kain shchitas kasha bizar. But stam avos dam the kain, so we just go with that assumption. A kain shechs the a carbon chatas. Where the guy was chayef eating chaylev, he shechts it for a person. He has a mind for a person who's chayef, another person who's chayef dam or avod zechavim. Halacha is psula. It's possible. Why? Because he had a mind another person who's totally in the parsha of chatas. It's a shinui b'alim and apostles it. If Reuven was chayef chatas chaylev and the kain had a mind, he's shechting it for Shimon. And Shimon is only chayev, he's chayev a chatas, but only chatas nazir mitzayra. That's totally kasher, because it's if Shimon was chayev an ayla, and having in mind a chatas, l'shem someone's chayev ayla, is not a shina b'alim at all, and it remains kasher. Ubayin l'achiz, the hashayla was as follows. Bayi rav a chatas chayev shach, l'mishim b'chayev chatas tumas mixi shach, ma'u. What if the guy is a chatas chayev, and it was shechtin with das for a person who's m'chayev a carbon eilav yared for tumas mixi kedushav. Me armini karas kamaisa. Do we say those two people on the same parasha because they're both chayv karas and therefore it's a machshava of shina b'alim? It is a valid shina b'alim, so to speak, and apostles the carbon. Aydilma ain kavu kamaisa. Since he's only chayv a fluctuating carbon and he's chayv a fixed carbon, it's not considered a shina b'alim. It's not considered related enough to be in a shina b'alim, and therefore it will not pass the carbon. Teku, we leave it as a shiloh. Pick up your department, Hashem.